Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Happy Wednesday on this Winning Wednesday show. I'm your guest host, Sean Alexander Hamilton, also known as a Spark influencer, an author, and I am here to talk on a few different things and a few different subjects. I am filling in for our host, which is Bethany Williams, on this Winning Wednesday, as I've been doing for quite some time. Here on the Culture Shock Media Network, this is where we entice you, we motivate you, and we bring shocking details to you about the world at large and where we're at in the world and what we're able to do and what we're able to accomplish within our realm of fortitude and our initial drive to do better for one another. So, with that being said, I'm going to leave you the phone number to call in if you want to leave a comment, or if you just want to ask a question, or you want to join in, by all means, go ahead and do that. So, the number to call in is 646-787-1578. Again, that number to call in is 71578. Then, after you have called in, I want you to hit the number 1 in order to leave a comment or to join in the show. Again, that number to call in is 646-787-1578, then the number 1 in order to leave a comment or join the show. Okay, well, let's start off by sitting there, and I'm going to be discussing one of my mantras that I live by. And one of my mantras that I live by is getting the life that you want, deserve, and you shouldn't be without. Now, question might be rolling in your head, what type of mantra is that, and how is that going to help me in this crazy world that we live in, because it's so difficult to getting the life that we want and deserve and should be without, from the simple fact that we're dealing with all these blockages or barriers in today's society. Now, blockages and barriers that are in today's society, if you want to really sit there and dive into everyone's societal timeline, you will have to understand that there were always blockages and barriers and borders and boundaries that people would live by, and people would let that dictate their initial life in order to seek better skills, in order to or in order not to seek better skills, in order not to be able to reach to that level of peace, continuity, and that level of accomplishment. Now, that level of accomplishment has to do nothing to do with the boundaries. Will they slow your efforts down? Yes, they will slow your efforts down, but it doesn't mean they have to stop your efforts into creating something better for yourself and your family and the ones around you, the ones you love, the ones that aspire to be as you, and the ones that aspire to, the ones that look up to you. So, with all these negative things that are going on in the world today, we need to decipher, wrong words. We need to go off and look at the positive and see what we still do have in the means of creating, being indifferent, being motivating, being that person that leaves a spark, because we want to leave sparks for the next generation to pick up and use those sparks to further their journey and further their accomplishments. So you ask, you might be asking, how do I do that? Well, easiest way on how to do that is to sit there and create your initial thought processes and make those thought processes work for you, not against you. Leave all the negative stuff out. Like I said, boundaries will always be there. But it's the people that push through those boundaries are the ones that make the difference. They're the ones that make the significant change for others. They're the ones that leave the sparks behind for people to pick up. They're the ones that have created change. They're the ones that have done exactly what my mantra is. They understood one thing about life, and they understood about life is about getting the things that you want, deserve, and you shouldn't be without. No matter the obstacles, obstacles will always be there. Obstacles are what drive us to greatness. Obstacles is what drives us to see what we're really made of. Let's face it. If there was no obstacles and everything was easy, then as far as looking up to someone and looking at their life and saying, oh, wow, there'd be no reason to. We'd be living in a monotonous world where this world would be a world of discomplacency. We would be discomplacent because we wouldn't have nothing to strive and strive for and overreach. We, as human beings in society, we live in a society where we are wired to overreach, where we are wired to seek better horizons, where we are wired to go off and create the best life possible. But people don't understand within their complacency of thought, they don't understand why it's difficult for them to be able to make the initial steps and to be able to go off these sparks of interest that we have to make any significant change in our lives. We don't want to choose to move. And I've always said it. Key to an idea, the idea is only as good as its movement. If you don't move the idea, it is just what it is. It's nothing. It's a filled mind with an uncharted waters. You have uncharted waters because your mind is filled, but you haven't in motion to move across those waters to see the horizons, to see what's on the other side of your destination. We always want to make this about being destined to do something, like we're destined to do something. Let me tell you something about destiny. I'm not a firm believer of destiny. I'm a firm believer of, since I'm a content creator and I create and I write books, I'm a firm believer about creating your own methods to creating your own life. Like, remember I said, my mantra is getting the life you want, deserve, and shouldn't be without. So how do you create that life? You don't say, well, I'm destined to do that, because then you take all the control away from it. You know, or if you're destined to do something, that means you don't have control. And not having control and not having a choice in the matter makes for a very desolate lifestyle. If you place the control in choices of other people amongst your own significant right to be able to create the life that you want, deserve, and shouldn't be without, then you are not living your best life. You are living the life for other people and what other people think. Don't worry about what other people think, because in the end, everyone's going to have their opinions, and it's okay for them to have their opinions. But don't let their opinions dictate where you go in your life and what you're doing as in the current moment or what you're even trying to achieve. There's been people out there that have started on their quest and started on their journey and started sailing those shores and or sailing those seas to get to the other side of the shore. So they have been on their quest, and for some reason, they let people stop them. They let people stop them by people sitting there saying, "You can't do that. You don't have the knowledge. You don't have the looks. You don't have the resources. You don't have the money. You don't have the, you know, you don't have what it takes. You can't do that." Well, remember what I said about an idea. An idea is only as good as its movements. So, if you have the idea, you need to move with the idea. Just because someone says you can't doesn't mean you can. And what I want to bring up on this Wednesday, let's talk about the can movement. Let's have a movement of I can because I am. Let's have a movement I can because I am. Because you are the only one that can move that idea. No one can else move the idea within you. Yes, are there snatchers out there of ideas? Yes, there are snatchers out there of ideas. There are people that will listen to your idea and it will resonate with them and they're like, "Ooh, well, I can do that. I'm gonna go off and go for it." And you know how many people have gotten knocked down and have had ideas stolen from them because they didn't move the idea and someone else was willing to take the steps and move the ideas? Let me tell you something here on this Winning Wednesday. I don't want you to go through that. I don't want you to deal with that. I want you to collect your thoughts and move those thoughts in the right direction so you can ultimately create your destiny and not have your destiny be created for you. Destinies can be created for you out of the simple fact that you have listened to everyone else but your own inner voice and your own inner heart to do what's right, to do what needs to be done in order to move that idea, because no one else can move it but you. And here, let me tell you something else about dying ideas. There are dying ideas out there. There are ideas that people take to the grave because they don't know how to move them, or not even they don't know how to move them, they're just too afraid to move them because they're afraid of the backlash. They're afraid of the negative output. Let me tell you something. You're going to have negative output no matter what you do. You're always going to have that one person or that one group that will say, "Ah, oh, that's never going to work. Oh, that's never going to happen. Oh, that's never going to happen." Maybe not in their minds, but in your mind, it is already happening. Let me stress this to you right now. On this Winning Wednesday, I want to tell you something about when something clicks in your head and that little light bulb goes off, that surge of brilliance, as I talk about in my book, Don't Chase Your Dreams, Catch Them, the surge of brilliance, it's already moving. It's already formulating. Once the idea is in your head, it's formulating because you're placing ideas in a systematic way that's going to work for you, and in a systematic way that you're already filing, okay, well, this needs to be here, this needs to go here, I need to look, I need to research this a little bit more, I need to get these resources, I need to get this person to help back me, I need to talk to this person, because they kind of done something similar to that notion, and they might know a better and easier way, and even if they don't, we can bounce off ideas, okay? So, with that being said, bouncing off ideas, it's okay. You're not stealing anyone's information. You're just bouncing off ideas. So you can pretty much put the wheels in motion. Put the car. Put the key in. In the simplest terms, I could say to you that I'd be able to tell a five-year-old, they would be able to understand. My simplest terms of putting this is to put the key in the ignition, turn the key, turn the car on, okay, and then shift the gears, and then put your foot on the gas to get moving. So that's the easiest way to explain it. In order to move the ideas into greatness, and to move the ideas, please, whatever you do out there, do not take your ideas to the grave. Because you know what? That idea could have went off and changed a revolution. Could have changed the whole history of life. Could have changed someone's perspective. Could have changed someone's life for the better when they felt there was no way out. You could have been that change. And by you tending to your grave, you're doing a disjustice to the people that it could have changed. Do not be the change. Be the change that this world needs. Because let me tell you, there's a lot of change that this world needs. And there will always be change that this world needs. But the only way we can change the world is by changing our ideas into movements, actionable movements is very, very important. We need to have actual movements that are resonating with our ideas, resonating with our mission statements, resonating with our way of thinking to create better things for better people. There's always going to be a better way. And you know what? You might have the better way. So your life needs to be as this. Follow my mantra. Follow my mantra that I have thought of. Life should be, and if you don't have a pen and piece of paper, for all the listeners out there, get a pen and piece of paper. If you don't, or if you can just remember it, put it in, place it into your memory bank, and use it when you need it. Life is about getting the life you want, deserve, and shouldn't be without. Repeat that to yourself. so many times. Life's about getting the life you want, deserve, and shouldn't be without. Life is grand. Life is magical. Life is mysterious. Life is mystical. Life is all these things wrapped up into one. We live in a mystical, mysterious, magical world of ideas, thought patterns, movements, change patterns, and change concepts that will change the world for either the better or for the worse. And what I mean by that is two prominent people. If I talk about two prominent people, we all know what they've done. But there are two sides of the spectrum. One is of pure evil, and one is of pure just and good. One is Jesus Christ. If I say Jesus Christ, we all know he's the influencer of universal love. He's the Son of God. He came down here for a mission to forgive us for our sins and make the greatest sacrifice. Now, with that being said, the next prominent person, everyone will know who I'm talking about. And it will be associated with evil. And no, it's not the devil, Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler. Now, some of you guys might have thought I was going to say the devil, but no, Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler is in history. And look at the atrocities and the terrible things that he did. So my question is to you, what do you want to be remembered of, and what do you want to be remembered by, and what do you want to do in order to create significant change? Now, these two men created significant change, but on two different spectrums. One was of love, one was of evil. But if I talk about them, you already know what they're about. So, I want you to create something great. I want you to start working on your ideas. I want you to start moving those ideas into a movement of either small steps, baby steps, big steps, no matter what it is. Whether it's baby steps, small steps, big steps, we're all going to have to. The baby steps is already what's going on, what's formulating in your head, the idea. The idea is your baby steps, because it's something that's being created from scratch. It's something that's being notioned by scratch. So it's the idea that becomes the baby steps. So in those baby steps, we need to take the initial step of going off and taking our first initial step. Taking our first initial breath. Breath of life. The breath of we need to give our idea a breath to make it into a life form. We need to give our idea of movement to move in a certain direction. And remember, this is all about winning Wednesday. So this is a winning concept, and it's a winning attitude. By all means, take these winning ideas, take these winning concepts, and use them. I'm not telling you not to use them. Use them all day long, you know, to create what you thought couldn't be created. I want you to create what you thought was going to be impossible. Because as I said time and time again on this show, about the whole word impossible, if you split the word impossible to its two word equivalent, what does it say? It says I'm possible. So I am for there. I am, I shall be. For I am, that there I shall be. Right? you need to take your thoughts, you need to research on those thoughts, understand those thoughts, and move with action. Move with action. Don't move with talk, because talk doesn't move. Talking points don't move. Action points move. Remember that. Talking points don't move. Action points move. What do they say? Actions speak louder than what? Words. Because they do. So, remember, there's another one for you. Don't talk the talk, walk the walk. Be that person of prominence, of fortitude, and move your life in a way of pursuing with purpose. Pursuing with purpose. We want to pursue with purpose to within our quest of attainment to creating a better outcome and creating a better life. And that is the promise that you should deliver to yourself. You need to tell yourself, I'm going to aim with action to deliver on these promises to myself by taking the courage to create and using the belief in becoming. Take opportunity and embrace it. Take opportunity and embrace it. And know in your hearts of hearts that you will have it. No matter what, you will have it. And how will you have it? You will have it by making moves and never quitting. You will have it by making moves and never quitting. This is an action-based concept that action-based concepts need to be moved upon. Your ideas, like I said, are only as good as their movements. Your ideas are only as good as your movements. And you know what? I think I'm going to make a cool little meme out of that because I want to share that with the world. As I'm sharing it with you, I'm going to share it on my social media sites and whatnot. Now, for anyone that is enjoying this talk and you want more, you can always go to my website. My website is www.alexanderhamiltonsinsights.com, and I will spell that for you. So Alexander, Alexander, Hamilton, Hamiltons, so Hamilton's Insights, insights.com. So Alexander Hamilton's Insights.com. You can find my books. I've created a poster. I have certain services that I charge for. Not too much, but I help people in creating the life they want by giving them the ideas to move them forward. And it's not even the ideas, it's the pathway. Because your ideas are your ideas. It's the pathway that I lead you on. And I have plenty of people that have led me on my pathways. I have plenty of mentors, some that are alive, some that have passed, some that have created great things, some that are doing great things right now, and some that are making changes for the better. And I still come across these people. So that's very exciting in itself. So I would love to be one of your mentors. I would love to be one of your coaches, one of your I would love to be one of your coaches, one of your mentors, and one of your and one of your thought leaders. Sorry, lost track right there. I apologize. So yeah, I have a lot of thought leaders. I have a lot of influencers. I have a lot of people that lead my way. I have a lot of mentors. A lot of people that will either expand on my ideas or give me a better way to thinking of creating my ideas, or maybe an easier way to creating it, so I don't have to do all the hard work. Let's face it, when we're creating ideas and we're having these ideas move, we always want to find the easiest path. Now, I'm not saying the easiest path is always the right way. Sometimes we'll have to take the difficult path and go through those life lessons of getting knocked down and picking yourself back up, which is okay. Some of us just learn better that way, and some of us learn quicker in that manner. But if there's someone out there that's willing to give you the steps and help you to get there sooner than later, and help you expand on your idea and help you push you with your idea and give you the encouragement that you need. Because let's face it, John C. Maxwell, who's a thought leader and he's a speaker and he's a best-selling author, he had a story that he was sitting there talking to the – I believe it was the owners of Chick-fil-A. And one of the owner of Chick-fil-A told him, "John, you know who needs encouragement?" Now, I'm paraphrasing. I could be all completely wrong with this, but let me just give you the story, or the backdrop of the story. He said, "You know who needs encouragement?" And he said, he said, "Do you know how... you know how someone needs encouragement?" And he said, "No." And the owner said, "If they're breathing. If they're breathing, that's how you know someone needs encouragement." Meaning everyone needs encouragement. Everyone needs a helping hand once in a while. Everyone needs a guided direction. Everyone needs that roadmap to that journey, to your destination, because without the roadmap, it's going to be long, hard, and you may never even get there. So creating this roadmap is what you need to do. Creating this roadmap and finding the guides to help you, whether it be a donkey helping you because your back is sore and your legs are sore and you can't just walk, you need to get up on top of something to help you still move while you're feeling on this realm of just stopping and quitting. We don't want to do that. We don't want to stop and quit. We want to continue on our movement. We want to continue on our journey. Once we continue on our journey, then the great horizon is just on the other side of the mountain, or just across the ocean, or through the airways, wherever it may be. So we want to live this type of lifestyle of creating and using the momentum of the creation to guide you, to push you, to make your life what you want it to be and how you want it to be. Like I said, you're going to have your stepping stones to reach up, to get higher. So within that, we need to seek needed skills in order to become the person that we're choosing to become. Whether you choose the roadmap of getting a college degree, whether you choose the roadmap of doing your own self-knowledge, your own self-training, getting certifications, doing your own research, own formulas, coming up with your own ideas, moving the ideas into the stratosphere of creation, and then creating those ideas and creating those formulas. Because remember, no one knew about the formula of relativity until Albert Einstein deemed it. No one knew about the about the gravity pull until Isaac Newton brought it up. Things have gravity, right? So no one knows where, what formula you're going to come up with, what idea you're going to come up with, how you're going to shape the world, and how you're going to change it. Only you do. So take these ideas, take these steps to create your better life. And we do it by, also, we do it by releasing doubts. Don't let the doubts drown you in this self defeating thought process. Don't let the doubts drown you. Let the doubts carry you into a better thought process of sitting there telling yourself, yeah, I've got doubts, but you know what? Those doubts ain't gonna stop me. Those doubts are gonna help me become the person who I am. And essentially, by you doing that, you are evolving your destiny. You're forging your future, and you're generating your own growth to be able to head towards your dream. And I know I'm talking in a manner because I'm actually going off a little bit of my posters that I created, Becoming a Dream Catcher. And those are just a few things that I had put down in my A through Z blueprint, as my friend would call it, to becoming a dream catcher. And yes, was the idea mine to create a poster in that manner? No. I found another poster. And it was talking about achieving your dreams, the ABCs to achieving dreams. It's a good poster. So I decided to create my own. Because I didn't want to go through any of the red tape of trying to figure out, okay, well, how am I going to be able to use that? So instead of using someone else's idea, I created a new idea. I bounced an idea off. And I created something new, created something that was unique, created something that was my own. And with the help of other people, too, because other people, I asked other people for ideas, what do they think of this, what do they think of that, and they gave me their ideas, and they rang true, so I said, okay, I'm going to put it down in this poster. So, it's a pretty cool poster that I created. You can actually find it on my website. It sells for like $12.95. It's got like a little dream catcher theme to it. So, like I said, if you'd like to get the poster, just go to my website, Alexander Hamilton Motivate, or AlexanderHamiltonsInsights.com. to go off and purchase this. Now, I have written three books. I'm in the process of completing my fourth one right now. Three books that are actually on my website right now are Defeating Financial Anger is one of them, Understanding and Mending Broken Paths is another, and Don't Chase Your Dreams, Catch Them is another book that I had written. And I'm currently working on my fourth one right now, and it should be out here pretty soon, hopefully within the next month sometime. I don't know exactly when next month, but hopefully next month. So, thank you for joining me on Winning Wednesday here on the Culture Shock Media Network. I'm hoping I gave you some good information, some great ideas to be able to move your ideas into the next stratosphere of where you're going to create your life and how you're going to create your life. Because remember, your new mantra should be on life is about creating the life you want, deserve, and shouldn't be without. Alexander Hamilton, Spark influencer, author, motivational speaker, however you want to call me. I like to call myself a Spark influencer because I like to leave sparks. So, on that note, thank you for joining me on this Winning Wednesday. Thank you for Bethany for having me guest host her show. It's a great show. Tune in. She has plenty of other shows that she hosts on this Culture Shock Media Network. Again, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate anything or any of the feedback that you could offer in any shape or form. Thank you. Peace, love, and above all, happiness. Stay good to each other. Stay healthy. Stay focused. Stay driven. And stay on your ideas of movements. Ideas of movements. Remember that. Your ideas of movements. Move those ideas. Don't let the ideas stay in a stalemate form. Move. You can do it. You're the only person that can. So start your I can movement. For there I am, I shall be. All right. Thank you. Have a good day on this Winning Wednesday. Go out there and chase the world. Capture what you need to do. Because it's all about catching a dream, not chasing it. All right. Thank you. Have a lovely day. Until next time, I will talk to you all soon.